Great, where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot. This month, Larry, I've got all steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look. Some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
So, what do you call yourself?
This is a show that families enjoy.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joy Piazza. Senate Judiciary Committee Republicans say they want to hear from Christine Blasey Ford today about their offer for her to testify. Ford says Judge Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were both in high school. Kavanaugh says he's ready to clear his name.
Kavanaugh wrote to Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley late last night, quote, "Thank you for the invitation to appear before the Senate Committee on the Judiciary on Monday, September 24. I will be there."
Fox's Mike Emanuel, but Democrats say Republicans are rushing things. Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Dianne Feinstein saying Republicans aren't being empathetic. More people evacuated in the Carolinas thanks to flooding from Florence. 500 in South Carolina and 100 in one town in North Carolina.
People need to stay alert for local evacuation orders.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, there are at least 42 storm-related deaths. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Hey, guess what Rosie O'Donnell said today?
Who cares?
Yeah, that's true. That's really the first response.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
This is, again, and I'm saying it because the people on the left are just so whacked. She wants senior GOP politicians to retire. They're just too old and too white, said the very white Rosie. I forwarded a link to this story to Nancy Pelosi, to Bernie Sanders, Hillary, and some of that very youthful young blood in the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
The good question is, why is anybody paying attention? She is irrelevant. She hasn't had a TV hit in ages. Nobody will have her on, not even the crackpots. So just go away. It's like our old people are better than your old people. Cow. I'm sorry, yeah, war on women, I know, but Joey's not here to whip me into line this afternoon. Just want to mention, the folks that just went through Florence, and now the tropics are expected to get active again right around the 1st of October. And we've had people tell stories about Opal and Ivan, and heck, people that live in the country around here frequently have power outages just because the service is, let's say, not exactly state-of-the-art, whatever the reason, having a Generac backup generator to power up to 2,500 square feet of living space that kicks right in as soon as the power is out, what peace of mind that provides to people so no matter what's going on, even one of those evil hacks, they can't hack your Generac. That's what I've heard.
That's right.
So call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Speak with the magical Wendy. And have them discuss having one of these installed at your home. They've got a $200 discount, so call before the end of September to arrange this. And, of course, any type of... You now got your go-to team of master electricians. And in the tradition of so many other great sponsors that provide top-notch customer service, and I can't name them all, but Clark's and Don Duncan and so many others, Donnie and Brandon Turner, etc., the people they send to your house to do these installs are the best in the business, and meticulous. And all you're left with is the great result, because they clean up any mess, and boy, are they on time. They don't say we'll be out there between 1 and 5. Well, what is that? What good is that? That means nothing. When they say they'll be there at 1, guess what? Your doorbell's going to ring real close to 1, if not. And they text just to make sure you know they're on the way. So you finally have that go-to electrician, Mr. Electric, 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com. I am spunt. I was telling Joey, it's not that the news is bad or anything like that. I was in a pretty good mood today until I found out about this Rosenstein. And it's like pushing my outrage button.
Yeah. Well, but when I saw this, it's like either Rosenstein's a rat. But I don't think it convinces me of it, because it's the New York Times. It's an anonymous source. I don't know.
Judge Knapp says the Times put a stick in a hornet's nest with this story.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah,
can't you see what's happening, though? Mm-hmm. They're all starting to turn on each other.
Yeah.
Because they know the end is coming.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think
and chaos is ensuing. They will bite and devour their own.
And there is not going to be a blue wave.
No, there's going to be a red wave.
People are looking around and seeing new cars in their neighbors' driveways. They're seeing more money in their paychecks. And this playbook is getting old. You can get away with it once. They've done this in the past, Robert. They tried to do it to Clarence Thomas. And we can't let it happen again. It's all out of the Alinsky playbook. They don't like this country. And by the way, for those of you who are sitting, who listened to us and took our advice to take alternate routes to I-85, and are stuck in slow traffic because you did that, you should go back to 85 because it's moving really well again. So if we put you into a traffic jam,
sorry,
but that's the way it was. We have to go with what we're given to work with. Cooper.
Hey, Fox just had a report on about the Rosenstein deal.
Yes.
And they said it was at a meeting with 6 or 7 people that McCabe was arguing that they weren't investigating the president strong enough, and Rosenstein was arguing with him, and kind of sarcastically, Rosenstein said something like, well, what do you want me to do, wear a wire? And that was all that was to it.
Okay.
Right.
Of course, he has denied it, but not as strongly as I would like for
it. It seems, and if that's true, what you just said, it seems that maybe they put out this story to try to bait the president into firing Rosenstein, because out of that, you get more, fallout.
And one other thing that's been crossing my mind in this stomach-churning Kavanaugh episode, I think the president has been very quiet for him on this. He said a few things, but he's been pretty quiet about it. You know, really, when you look at it, let's say the Democrats are successful in bringing down Kavanaugh. I feel like that's got to be a plus for the president. It's just going to make Trump supporters furious.
Yeah. No, they don't understand. That's what got us out to vote in 2016, and we'll go out and do it again.
And I think if they do defeat Kavanaugh, I think it'll do it again. And he's just going to send that girl up there, that lady who's even more pro-life than Kavanaugh.
Yeah, that's right.
I think Trump's looking at this like, I got a win-win.
Yeah. It'd be even better if he does get if I'm not wishing death on anybody, but let's face it, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is complaining she had her ass grabbed by Abe Lincoln. She's not going to be around a whole lot longer. Let's get her in. Let's get them all in, and then screw them.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
It is just, hey, I'm a conservative, but any fair-minded person would look at what they're doing to this man who has a spotless record for, no one else has ever said anything about him. If there were 2 or 3 or 4 women coming forward saying he did this, that would be a totally different thing.
This woman, there's a whole timeline of years going back to 1982 to this alleged party. In 2005, when George Bush appointed Kavanaugh to the federal bench, she had nothing to say then. It's just like the same crap that went down with Roy Moore. Where did all these women come from? They let him run the Alabama Supreme Court, but as soon as he was running for the United States Senate, all of a sudden they got in touch with their feelings and decided to come forward. And I'm sure they were rewarded very nicely for their courage. I got to run. I appreciate it, Cooper. You want to be a Bob Myers Big Shot?
No, that's okay. Thanks.
All right, thank you. All right.
Yeah, everybody getting Kopechne.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. And yesterday, Juanita Broderick put a, hey, I want to talk about Bill Clinton, the day Bill Clinton raped me. Anybody want to listen? All right. There's no response. None. Except Hillary says all women deserve to be heard, except the ones that my husband raped.
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco. Great food and a great time.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Good news. May take a while for it to seem like good news, but 85 northbound is open. They got the crash vehicles out of the travel lanes, and everything is starting to move now. We can see definite improvement there. And looking at the accident scene, we can't see the accident vehicles anymore. So they've got them out of the way. Things are moving along, but traffic was so congested and so backed up there, it's going to take a while for it to normalize. But be patient. Things are getting better there. South Boulevard, right around Troy Highway. Got a lot of action right there. There's an accident down on Troy Highway near Bell Road. And Atlanta Highway still feeling the heat, as well as the Eastern Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and I-85. Very busy with people taking that as an alternate route. If you're in a wreck, wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and I'm helping to fight breast cancer in our community. Join me each Friday in September between 11 and 1 at the Vance Law Firm for a free barbecue plate with a donation to the American Cancer Society.
Boy, I'm dinging away here this afternoon. 514, this is Gino.
Yes.
Gino?
Hello. Yes. Greg?
Yes.
If you make that trip up to Scottsboro, that luggage place?
Yes.
Go through Anniston.
I've been there.
On Quintard Avenue. The biggest Nazi Germany museum is there. They've got things that you would not believe. I know it sounds, who would go to see it, but it's book solid sometimes, but it's worth the trip. And also, I'm going to bring you a new state map. Next time I see you, I'll have you up-to-date map.
All right.
And when the party starts, I'm going to have some couple of nice surprises for you, so I look forward to it. Y'all have a blessed day now, okay?
Thank you, Gino. Thank Bye-bye. You. All right. I need the Dr. Love music, please. All right. He sent us pictures from this wreck on 85.
Okay, from the wreck. Good.
I heard the report at 3:35. I was 8 car lengths past the Eastern Boulevard turnoff. From there to Taylor Road, it took an hour.
Bye.
But he says, fortunately, I was listening to great radio. What, do you got Sirius in your car? Dr. Love. And I appreciate the good thoughts. For Larry Albert Eakin, my buddy who is undergoing a heart procedure, I think right at this very time. Finally, you know, I've been in that situation. I've had a meniscus repair, I had my back surgery, and the meniscus especially was weird because there were like 10 of us on gurneys in this big operating staging area, waiting for the doctors to come and get wheeled off to this room or that room for the procedure.
You better make sure they got the right tag on you.
Yeah. That's happened.
I know.
So he's been waiting all day, and that, as Tom Petty said, that waiting is the hardest part, you know. But the procedure he's having, which I believe is a double, triple bypass, you know, not that many years ago, those were real, real... All surgeries can be risky, let's put it that way. But the success rate they've had with these now is just amazing.
They get better and better at what they do.
And since he just defeated cancer, I want him to come through this and enjoy a little more life. He worked very hard just to get this far. But he's a guy, he's a man of faith. And one of the nicest people it's been my privilege to know. We have news of the forecast. It's all Request Friday at 272-9228. And it was, who was it that said they heard Chris Wallace or somebody called him?
Yeah, somebody called in and said they heard Chris Wallace.
Chris Wallace says the roses, it wasn't a joke. That is sedition.
Who the hell?
You see, and Trump ruined everything for these people by winning the election because they knew what they were doing. They just never in a million years dreamed he would win, and now they're scurrying to hide their criminal activity. And I want to see them all perp-walked in cuffs.
You know, the thing is, people want to look at Trump and say he ought to be this and he ought to be that. But he's a bulldog, or he's a pit bull. And it's going to take a pit bull to get rid of all these swamp creatures in there.
The guy must
ferret them out.
The guy must have his skin sticking in it. I'd like to see him go on national TV and say, look, I know a lot of you hate me for whatever reason. I don't know. I think I'm a pretty nice guy. I don't understand it. I am trying to do the best I can for this country. I've tried to put more money in your pockets. I've tried to create greater opportunity for everybody. And I don't want dangerous people coming into the country. What's wrong with that? But this insanity.
The tentacles go so deep, Greg, and they are not coming out easily. Have you ever tried to get a tick off?
Oh,
I
never had to. It's great. It's kind of a gross story.
Yeah, well, think of the biggest tick you could find, blood-sucking tick, and yeah, trying to get that thing out without leaving some kind of poison behind, and that's what he's dealing with. But yeah. Many ticks.
Well, there are people, and I guess, why is it that when you there are certain jobs within the government that you can't be fired from? That is an outrage to the taxpayer that needs to be fixed.
I think he'll change it.
Everybody should be held accountable. You already tried to go to court on it, and obviously an Obama-appointed judge said, no, you can't do that. That's nonsense. Government unions, all of it, it's nonsense. We are getting taken to the cleaners. I would estimate about half, maybe half of what is confiscated from our paychecks actually pays for something productive, and the rest of it just goes to this deep state black hole that comes back to abuse us.
But they're going down, Greg.
They're going down.
They're going down.
Alrighty, it's 5:20, news, weather, packed.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore held a news conference to argue in favor of student-led prayers at public high school football games. Blount County officials recently decided to ban those prayers after a complaint from a group that promotes a separation of church and state. But Moore says the students' rights don't come from the state, they come from God. Alabama's unemployment rate is holding steady at 4.1%. That's slightly worse than the rate from a year ago and is also higher than the U.S. rate of 3.9%. Millbrook police arrested another man in connection with several business and vehicle burglaries. Authorities say 36-year-old James Holly broke into three separate businesses and vehicles outside each location. He is being held in the Elmore County Jail. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we approach this last official night of summer. There still could be some isolated showers roaming around. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Then tomorrow and Sunday, look for widely scattered storms here and there. Many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature in the 70s, high temperature in the lower 90s. Now, some better rain chances start to pop up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as a frontal system approaches, especially later on in the week. High temperatures will be 90 or above. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes. Plus, when you go out of town, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's All Request Friday, 272-928-522. And this old classic got a call.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. SUIT is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have SUIT. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comments at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it.
Tim Hawkins.
My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears, yoga pants. She wears them all day, yoga pants. At work and at play, yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us, yoga pants? Well, any normal person would leave it alone, but I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Namaste.
Tim Alkins, Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV. And if you heard a ding during that song, that was 84 who inspired it. We're at 5:28. It's been a bit of an afternoon. Usually Fridays are pretty quiet news days, but the breaking New York Times story that Rod Rodenstein was discussing, and according to Chris Wallace from Fox, very seriously, wearing a wire to try and catch Trump in a 25th Amendment trap. I believe in, you know, countries far, far down the food chain of civilization, I believe they call that a coup.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be treated with the same level of seriousness here once all of this starts to sort out. Good opinion piece on Fox from Mark Thiessen. How much evidence do we need to destroy someone? Depends. You know, when 95% of the media is out to accomplish on the same page, even working with each other in concert to steer things a certain way. But I think the American people have wised up. I think they're finally saying
they
this
are.
Is just... I have faith in that, young Joey.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to put your mic. I'm not used to having you in that seat.
I was about to say, though, that the mob, the people, don't need any reason.
Hold on.
They can destroy somebody for, you know, it's Wednesday. Let's have some fun.
I always listen with rapt attention when Dan Morris talks about his observations when Robert Bork was getting borked.
Yeah.
And I remember being outraged watching the Clarence Thomas hearings at the way he was treated. Who do we have?
Tice.
Hey there.
Hey, Greg. How are we doing, Greg?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Love you guys, man. Every day, I just can't stand it. I just wanted to call and say thanks for another happy month, since I won't be talking to you probably next week. I'll be out of town. But I want to say thanks on all the help with the coming home with the boys from Korea and everything.
Yes, that was great. They actually have identified some of the remains. Did any president prior to Donald Trump make that happen with North Korea to have our servicemen's bodies returned?
No, the only one that came close was Reagan tried, but it all backfired. And Donald Trump is the only one in history to ever have it happen, along with the World War II pilot that they actually found, and they got to bring him home too. But they're still identifying still getting identity on most of them and everything. But Blue Water helped. You guys all helped and everything. And I just wanted to let you know that, and tell my daughter hello. She's getting married this evening, and I'm trying to get home to be there.
Oh my goodness, Timmy! Wow. Well, congratulations, there, pops. I know that feeling.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Long time coming.
All right.
But you have a great day, and thanks for another great month from everybody up there.
We appreciate
you too, Tice.
You know, it's hard to believe, but on October 7th, it'll be 6 months since Goose's wedding and 6 months since I last saw her. And that's starting to get to me a little bit.
You need to go see her.
I need to go, yeah. See Mademoiselle Goose. It is 5:31. Let's try and get somebody from El Jalisco. Okay. While we're getting the traffic update, I know happy hour is underway there, the $3 margaritas. See if you can get Queen Dimps. I haven't talked to Monica all week. But we will accept Yalen, or who else do we talk to there?
Jeanette.
Yes, they're so nice. They're all nice. El Jalisco on Atlanta Highway, which, by the way, is kind of backed up. So why not stop by today and enjoy some great Mexican food and their happy hour pricing on margaritas and beer.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Some pretty good clearing on 85 northbound. It's still pretty crowded between the East Boulevard and Taylor Road. But from East Boulevard back toward the south, back toward the interchange, is all completely cleared up. And that was backed up really bad just a few minutes ago. So they are making big progress there. Congrats to everybody there. Hope you didn't have to wait too long. Atlanta Highway still showing some strain, and the boulevard as well between Atlanta Highway and I-85 is pretty well lit up. Also seeing some traffic down on South Boulevard and an accident on Troy Highway down close to Bell Road. You can shop on Sunday from noon till 6 by a brand new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota. You can also go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your special price. ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and I'm helping to fight breast cancer in our community. Join me each Friday in September between 11 and 1 at the Vance Law Firm for a free barbecue plate with a donation to the American Cancer Society.
Just got a text from Fun Size Jane, who says, hey now, she's a married woman and is now Madam Goose.
Yes.
Yeah, not Mademoiselle.
I stand corrected. Thank you.
Madam Goose.
I have got to find a way to introduce Fun Size Jane to the woman that assisted Dr. Kang at my dental office, because they are like sisters. They're so, and it's a good thing. They're just amazing women.
Melanie.
Melanie from El Jalisco.
Yes?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. You're going to talk to us about the happy hour specials and the food today at El Jalisco?
Yes, sir. Today is our Friday. We have the cheesesteak burrito for $7.99.
Which is awesome.
Yes, nachos El Jalisco for $7.99 and the shrimp adobo for $10.99.
We have
the margaritas on special for $3 only, the lime, frozen or on the rocks, and we have the Michelob Ultra and the Bud Light.
The nachos El Jalisco are incredible. The shrimp adobe is, I tell you, they bring out your food on an oval-shaped plate, big oval plate, and it is wall-to-wall. You will leave there quite full. And by the way, don't hesitate to take it home because they pack it up. Now, in fact, you can stop by and pick up an order and take it home if you have time to dine in. However you want to do it, please, if you love authentic Mexican food, if you like authentically wonderful service, attentive, diligent service, please try this incredible restaurant on Atlanta Highway across from the Krispy Kreme. Now, who have we been talking to? Is this Yalen or?
No, this is Alexia.
Alexia!
Yes. Well, welcome. I'm glad we had a chance to talk to you today. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
She is so sweet. Listen, go to that restaurant now. Have a dinner. Give her a giant tip. That's my request. Thank you, Alexia.
Thank you so much.
They're so nice there. You know, it's one of those places where even 20% on a tip, especially when you get your bill and you see how little you're paying for all that food.
And they give you a lot.
They do. Proud to have them on the radio with us. All right, we just have news and weather. What do we have waiting on requests?
East called and would like you to play some comedy for him, anything you choose.
Well, let Joey pick, since Joey's been... I'll tell you what, you do that while we're getting news and weather, and then we'll play whatever it is you pick.
Okay.
From
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama's unemployment rate is holding steady at 4.1%. That's slightly worse than the rate from a year ago and is also higher than the U.S. rate of 3.9%. Former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore held a news conference to argue in favor of student-led prayers at public high school football games. Blount County officials recently decided to ban those prayers after a complaint from a group that promotes a separation of church and state. But Moore says the students' rights don't come from the state, they come from God. Millbrook police arrested another man in connection with several business and vehicle burglaries. Authorities say 36-year-old James Holly broke into three separate businesses and vehicles outside each location. He is being held in the Elmore County Jail. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we approach this last official night of summer. There still could be some isolated showers roaming around. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Then tomorrow and Sunday, look for widely scattered storms here and there. Many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature in the 70s, high temperature in the lower 90s. Now, some better rain chances start to pop up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as a frontal system approaches, especially later on in the week. High temperatures will be 90 or above. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes. Plus, when you go out of town, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, we have a lot of expressions in the English language that we use all the time. Most all of us use them every day. And we never seem to examine them very closely. You know, we just say them as if they really made sense. Like, legally drunk. Well, if it's legal, what's the problem? Leave the guy alone. He's legally drunk. Selling like hotcakes. Well, is this the fastest selling item we could think of? For this figure of speech? Hotcakes? Beer, cigarettes, coffee, even eggs. You go to the average place where people are ordering breakfast, you'll find a lot more people ordering eggs than are ordering hotcakes. Well, it doesn't sound right, does it? Michael Jackson's new album is selling like eggs. People won't say that. It doesn't have the right ring to it. Undisputed heavyweight champion. Well, if it's undisputed, what's all the fighting about? To me, that's the last straw. That one doesn't seem fair to me, you know? I think you ought to warn a guy first. That's the next to the last straw. Let him know he's running out of straws. Takes the cake. Boy, he really takes the cake. Where? Where do you take a cake? To the movies? You know where I would take a cake? Down to the bakery to see the other cakes. And how come he takes the cake? How come he don't take the pie? Pie is easier to carry than a cake. Easy as pie. Cake is not too hard to carry either. Piece of cake. Out walking the streets. You hear this when a murderer gets paroled from prison. Guy will say, now instead of being in prison, this guy is out walking the streets. How do we know? Maybe he's home watching TV. Every guy gets a parole, right? He's out walking the streets. Yeah. Sometimes they take a bus. Occasionally they steal a car. We ought to be glad. Thank God he stole a car. At least he's not out walking the streets. Fine and dandy. That's an old-fashioned one, you know? Say to a guy, how are you? He says, fine and dandy. Not me. I never say that. You know why? I've never both of those things at the same time. Sometimes I'm fine, not dandy. Close to dandy, approaching dandy. In the vicinity of dandyhood. Not quite dandy. Other times, I am indeed dandy. Not fine. One time, 1965, August, for about an hour, I was both fine and dandy at the same time. Nobody asked me how I was.
This is an old expression. People say this. They say, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? You ever heard that before? It's a bananas insulting expression to an entire gender. You know what that expression means? It means, why would you marry a woman if she's already having sex with you? Which has nothing to do with what relationships are even like anymore. Now it's like, why buy the cow? Question mark. Maybe because every day the cow asks you when you're gonna buy it, and you live in a really small apartment with the cow, so you can't avoid that question at all. And also, the cow is way better at arguing than you are. And the cow grew up in a family that knows how to argue. Why buy the cow? Question mark. Maybe because every time another cow gets bought, you have to go to the sale, and you have to sit next to your cow at the sale, and your cow looks over at you the entire time like, and does not enjoy the sale at all. Even though she's the one that wanted to go to the sale. And she's especially mad because that farmer and cow met like 8 months after you guys met.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, better news on 85, that 85 northbound backup is cleared all the way up almost to the accident scene at Taylor Road. So everything is cleaned up to there. Still a little bit of backed up traffic between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, but that's clearing up and moving along as we speak. We should be completely clear of that before 6 o'clock. If you look up toward Atlanta Highway, they're still kind of busy up that way, and South Boulevard still showing some strain from an accident down that way around Troy Highway. Midtown Plaza has it all. Shop at Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and we're raising money for American Cancer Society's Real Men Wear Pink campaign. Get a barbecue plate free with a donation every Friday in September from 11 to 1 at the Vance Law Firm.
544 and...
War. War on woman.
Really?
Yes.
This is... Anybody home?
William B. William.
Yes. Are you there?
Are you waiting for a special introduction or something today? I'm out
of
gas. I don't have it.
Well, you're almost done. Okay. I was wondering if you could play something from Norm MacDonald. I've been in and out, so maybe you already did, but, you know.
We played Germany an hour and a half ago, so we can do another one. Sure. What do you want to hear?
Yeah. I'll
tell you what. I can get out of here a couple of minutes early if we end the show with old Harold Delaney. How about that?
Okay. That works for me if it works for you.
Let me ask, does it work for...
Join.
Yes. Yeah, okay. That's what we're
going to
do.
All right, listen, y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, William.
I was so tempted to say no, just to be an ass. But I said yes.
I mentioned this particular... Have you ever heard the story about... You know I've done stupid things to impress women over the years, right?
Really? Do tell.
Nice one, Rosie.
Many years ago, I was describing how I was...
Go on.
Her name was Pamela Krause, and to get back in her good graces, I decided to become... a Baptist like she was. She was a very confused Baptist because some days she was pure as the driven snow, and as the Three Stooges said, some days she drifted. And the inconsistency was maddening to me, you know. And I think she had a very strict dad. But whatever. Anyway, I told that story about, and I thought you might want to hear it. It's one from our old classic file. This will be the last thing I'll play.
I love this.
Maybe the last thing you ever play.
Part of my personal church experience had to do with who I was dating. My first wife was Catholic, so I went to church with her.
Oh, that's good.
And then Pamela, the one with the different Corvette colors.
Mm-hmm. Actually, she was a wife?
I actually got baptized in her Baptist church.
Oh, man.
That was weird, too. That was in this big pool behind the pulpit.
You've just opened Susan's eyes a little bit.
I mean, really? I'm stunned.
Well, you know, I was a mess at that time. I just did it because I thought it would
impress her.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
And what I remember most about that was after I had my head pushed under by the firm hand of the Baptist preacher, that my nose was stinging and I had snot. Uncontrollable snot dripping out of both nostrils in front of this packed church of button-down Baptist folk who were there in their Sunday finery.
That's horrible. That she went through the whole baptism thing just to impress some girl.
I think the Lord may have known why I was in that baptism pool.
So I'm not sure I'll admit
so
that.
The Lord said, when he emerges, may snot be dripping down his face.
The Lord.
And an embarrassment to his girlfriend and the congregation.
The Lord had smite me with snot.
He shall learn his lesson henceforth.
Then there were other issues getting out of the baptism pool.
Boy.
I'm so sorry there's not video of that somewhere. What did you wear? What do you wear? I'm not a Baptist and I've never actually been through the process. I guess I just was never that interested in a Baptist guy.
I wore my powder blue platform shoes. It's right around that time.
I know. What do you know? I've never known that. What do people wear when they get baptized?
I think
that?
I had t-shirt and pants. then a robe. They provide a robe.
Yeah. And I believe, you know, it's been so long since not only I've seen it, but...
The other thing, you know, while my nose is stinging and the snot is running loose, I can't see. And all that clothing and that baptismal robe... soaking wet, it weighed a ton. And I'm blind, I'm reaching for the side of this thing, and there's a step inside the pool, and I kept hitting it with my right foot, and it kept slipping off. So I almost...
Oh, my goodness.
I almost had an Olympian moment in front of all those people. Yes.
And the moral to the story is, do not missionary date.
Yes. No, I think the Lord was wise to my real reason for being
you
there.
You think?
And that's why he smote me with snot. That's
yes.
What we should title that bit. All right, we're at 5:50. Old Harold Delaney's coming up before I make my escape. And thank you, Rosie, for being so helpful this afternoon.
Love it.
Remember our friends at Gulf States Mobility and the noble work they do. Unlike me, these are people of principle and virtue who do a fantastic job of helping people make adjustments in life. Sometimes it's a process of time, and somebody over a period of time realizes that their mobility is being diminished through a physical thing that cannot be reversed. So they can work in situations like that to make sure that life is not interrupted, that it can continue to be facilitated, and a person's schedule can be kept as normal in the home and outside the home too. The MV1 vehicles they sell there for folks who are wheelchair bound. have been a godsend, because if you've ever seen somebody who is uses a wheelchair get into their car and then try to back lift the wheelchair behind them when there's nobody with them, and you know, they don't want your help. That's the thing. They want to do it, but my goodness, isn't there a way we could make it easier for them? Well, Gulf States Mobility has invented that, and that's what the MV1 does. And the VIMS, Voice Command Technology Operated Vehicles, for those who were told you're too limited to ever drive again. Well, digital technologies to the rescue, and now they have had that empowerment. It's restoring choices and making life, to whatever extent is possible, normal for folks who have gotten a very bad break. The number is 514-6590, Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Please look them up on Facebook and like them for the great work they do.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, better news on 85. That 85 northbound backup is cleared all the way up almost to the accident scene at Taylor Road. So everything is cleaned up to there. Still a little bit of backed up traffic between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, but that's clearing up and moving along as we speak. We should be completely clear of that before 6 o'clock. If you look up toward Atlanta Highway, they're still kind of busy up that way. And South Boulevard still showing some strain from an accident down that way around Troy Highway. Midtown Plaza has it all. Shop at Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and I'm helping to fight breast cancer in our community. Join me each Friday in September between 11 and 1 at the Vance Law Firm for a free barbecue plate with a donation to the American Cancer Society.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
This fall, change your grass for the better with 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed at the Home Depot. Scott's feeds your lawn now to build strong, deep roots this winter and lush green grass next spring. Fall's the time to do it, and now's the time to save. With savings on Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the modern Stoney family.
No matter how modern your family might be, if you're pedaling around bedrock in a gas engine vehicle, you're living in the past.
meet George Jetson.
The era of the electric vehicle has arrived. With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here. Plug in to the present. Learn more at plugintothepresent.com. Sponsored by Volkswagen Group of America.
I won!
You won!
Jackpot, baby!
The big one!
Oh, man, what a rush!
So much excitement!
The thrill of it all!
The sand between your toes!
The what?
The tropical breeze, the sunset, the flamingos?
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean. When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao.
That's amazing.
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
Caliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive in Prattville is more than a typical pawn shop. Just listen to what's inside the little blue building. Games and game consoles, tools, TVs, flat screens, cameras, electronics, computers. You need to see it to believe it. The savings are stupid. I can keep going. Guns, 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 and more guns. Ammo at gun show prices every day. Jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and more. All at great prices. Sports memorabilia, military collectibles, mowers, and lawn equipment. By the way, did we mention guns? High Caliber Gun and Pawn buys gold. If it weighs, it pays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn wants to say thank you to our U.S. military. Your service is appreciated. And your first FFL transfer is free at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from the Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, 1075 South Memorial Drive, Prattville.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Folks, there's not enough time for bed and breakfast, but there is enough time for Norm talking about, well, you know what keeps him up at night?
Hey, this occurred to me today. ID, which I had to show to you. There's a strange abbreviation when you think about it. I is short for I. And then D is short for identification. They could have split that one up a little better, you know? That was the TV, I watch the news. Make you afraid, the news, you know? Put all these stories on. Iraq, Iran, North Korea, you know, try to scare you, you know? But does it ever really scare you? Like, you ever wake up in the middle of the night, North Korea! That little tiny country across the ocean.